HMS Orangi. Early years. The Union Steamship Company liner MV Orangi was built by the Fairfield Shipbuilding and Engineering Company Yard, Govan, Glasgow, and was launched on June 17, 1924. She operated on the Vancouver-Sydney service and could carry 947 passengers in three classes, and had a complement of 328 officers and crew. At that time she was the largest diesel-powered liner in the world. She departed Southampton on January 2, 1925 on her maiden voyage to Sydney, Australia. After passing through the Panama Canal she reached Vancouver on January 29. She departed Vancouver on February 6 following the route that was to be her regular route, Vancouver to Honolulu, Suva, Auckland, and arrived at Sydney on March 3. She was hired in October 1940 to transport troops from New Zealand for Fiji. She was then transporting troops and airmen from Australia to Canada. The British Ministry of War Transport requisitioned her for war service in September 1941 and she left Sydney for the United Kingdom for service as a troop ship. Orangi made her first Atlantic crossing in the trooping role in convoy TC-14 that departed from Halifax, Nova Scotia on October 9, 1941 carrying 2,126 Canadian troops, arriving at Greenock on October 17. Her second voyage was carrying 2,194 troops to Singapore via Freetown and Durban, with convoy WS-12Z. This sailed from the Clyde on Wednesday, November 12, 1941, and arrived at Freetown, Sierra Leone on Tuesday, November 25. 3 days later the convoy continued southwards, arriving at Durban on December 19, 1941. Orangi sailed from Durban with convoy WS-13/DM1 on December 24. DM1 detached from WS-13 on December 31, 1941 and made for Singapore, arriving there on Tuesday, January 13, 1942. After unloading she sailed independently for Australia January 16. It is not known which ports she called at in Australia or the route and dates of her return voyage. Her third trooping voyage was from Halifax to the Clyde as part of convoy NA6, departed Halifax Saturday, March 21, 1942 and arrived on the Clyde Saturday, March 28. In April 1942, she made her fourth trooping voyage to the Far East, sailing with convoy WS-18 from the Clyde on Wednesday, April 15, 1942. Arrived Freetown Wednesday, April 29, sailing for Cape Town on May 3, arriving on the 15th. Orangi sailed independently for Aden on May 19. She next appears in New York City on July 1, 1942 as part of convoy AT-17 that arrived on the Clyde on July 12. She sailed for her third WS convoy on July 28, 1942 carrying 3,090 troops, WS-21, departing from the Clyde for Aden via Freetown and Cape Town. After calling at Freetown 10-15 August, she arrived at Cape Town on the afternoon of August 27. She sailed from Cape Town on August 30, joining convoy WS-21A that formed at sea before proceeding to Aden where it dispersed on September 16. After an 8-hour stop at Aden she proceeded to Port Tewfik, Egypt, arriving on the 20th. At Port Tewfik she disembarked Royal Air Force personnel via lighters as she lay in the harbour. Her destination after Port Tewfik is not clear. Her whereabouts between October 1942 and April 1943 are not known. Orangi is next recorded as sailing Monday, April 26, 1943 from Casablanca for Freetown in company with SS Clan Lamont and HMS Boreas, escorting. From Freetown she joined convoy WS-29 on May 6 and arrived at Cape Town on May 19. From Cape Town she joined convoy WS-29A that formed of the coast and set course for Aden. Orangi detached from the convoy off Mombasa and proceeded to Kilindini. She departed Kilindini for Colombo as part of convoy KR-5 on June 16, 1943, arriving there on the 27th. She sailed the following day for Bombay in convoy MB-39, arriving there on Friday, July 2. As part of convoy CF-13, Orangi sailed from Cape Town to Point Moa in the Congo, sailing on Wednesday, August 4, 1943, arriving on the 11th. This was the return journey from the Far East to Algiers. She departed Point Moa for Freetown as part of convoy CF-13A on the 13th and arrived at Freetown on the 24th. From there she sailed on August 25 with CF-13B for Gibraltar, arriving there on the 31st. She sailed from Gibraltar with convoy KMF-25A, which was bound for Alexandria, but detached to proceed independently to Algiers. On leaving Algiers, she joined the Liverpool-bound convoy MKF-26 off Oran, arriving at Liverpool on December 9, 1943. Orangi was to make one final trooping voyage in 1944. A round trip from the UK to Malta, departing from the Clyde in convoy KMF-29 on February 21, carrying 1,559 troops. She returned with convoy MKF-29 that had left Port Said on March 2 for Liverpool, carrying 4,143 troops. She arrived at Liverpool on March 16, 1944 and entered a Liverpool dockyard a few days later. D-Day, depot ship. The ship was to be converted into a depot ship for the support of 150 tugs that would be involved in the D-Day operations. After conversion, she would be able to provide supplies and spares, engine repairs, hospital facilities and accommodation for reserve tug crews for the vessels that were involved with towing the artificial mulberry harbours across the channel. During her time on Operation Neptune, Orangi provided services to 1,200 vessels, and the hospital looked after hundreds of wounded men brought back from the landing beaches. She left Liverpool on April 29, 1944 and arrived at an anchorage off Leon Solent on May 5. This area of the Solent, off the town of Leon Solent, was the marshalling area for the tugs. A signal tower atop a cinema in the town was used as the control centre for the whole operation. The Solent was very crowded by the end of May and many of the tugs were dispersed. Orangi moved to Southampton, where she remained in this role until she was relieved in the second week of July 1944 by the destroyer depot ship Empress of Russia. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. A. Orangi arrived on the Clyde on July 13, 1944 and on July 25 entered the Fairfield Shipbuilding and Engineering Company Yard, Glasgow, for further conversion work to equip her as a submarine depot and crew accommodation ship. It was intended that she operate as a depot ship for the 8T-class and 2S-class boats of the reconstituted 4th Submarine Flotilla at Trincomalee and would leave the UK in February 1945. Her departure for the Far East was delayed until March 1945. She departed the Clyde on March 31 with convoy KMF-42 bound for Trincomalee via Bombay and carrying 433 service passengers. In April there was a reorganization of the submarine forces in the Far East in light of changes in enemy activities. The depot ships were reallocated to new bases for operations. Adamant went to Fremantle, replacing Maidstone, which went to Subic Bay as part of the British Pacific Fleet, while Wolfe serviced the 2nd Submarine Flotilla at Trincomalee. On arrival at Trincomalee, Orangi was given new orders. There was no role for her to fill with the East Indies Fleet in Ceylon, and she was sent to operate at Fremantle. She sailed from Trincomalee on VE Day, May 8, 1945, escorted by HMS Odzani. The occasion was celebrated at sea on passage with convoy WO4B, arriving there on Tuesday, May 18, 1945. Orangi was to spend the next 2 months in Fremantle Harbour working alongside HMS Adamant, the depot ship of the 4th Submarine Flotilla that had arrived there in mid-April. She was responsible for 90-class boats and the submarine mine layer Rorqual. Reallocated to the British Pacific Fleet. In July, she was reassigned to the British Pacific Fleet as a submarine spare crew accommodation ship and sailed to join the fleet train at Manus in the Admiralty Islands. On her arrival at Manus on July 15, she was taken in hand by the heavy repair ship HMS Artifex and further converted to become the flagship of Commodore Fleet Train. This necessitated the creation of new offices, supplying additional telephones, furniture, etc. She was also fitted out as a fleet chart depot and fleet medical store issuing depot. Post-war history. On August 30, Orangi and elements of the fleet train sailed from Manus for Hong Kong to provide support for ships deployed for the reoccupation of the colony and to restore services. On September 14, arrangements were made for the crews of the three submarines remaining in Hong Kong, remnants of Maidstone's 8th Flotilla. Together with the staff officer, Submarines Hong Kong, Commander A.F. Collett, DSCRN, formerly the British Naval Liaison Officer, HMS Maidstone, and spare crews to be accommodated in Orangi. Note: there are newspaper reports of the hospital ship Orangi reaching Darwin on September 22 and then Brisbane on the 26th, carrying 6,700 Australian prisoners of war. This is almost certainly a mistaken ID and refers to the similar named, but dedicated hospital ship, Orangi, spelt O-R-A-N-J-E. At this point, the Orangi did not have the capacity to carry 700 passengers, especially those in need of medical care. By December 1945, Orangi was fulfilling her original role of an accommodation ship, acting as a transit barracks for men released from war service and awaiting their turn to go home. At the end of March 1946, 108 Allied prisoners of war and internees were transferred to Orangi from the troop ship Strathmore, on her arrival at Hong Kong, for passage to Australia. Orangi left the colony soon after the passengers were transferred, and arrived at No. 5 Wharf, Darling Harbour, Sydney at 9:54 on Friday, 13 April 1946. She was released from war service in May and returned to her owners. It was estimated that during the war years, this ship transported 36,000 troops and evacuated 5,500 refugees from war zones. The Union Steamship Company had leased No. 5 Wharf specifically to facilitate the work of refurbishing the ship and restoring her to commercial use. Work began in June but was severely delayed by industrial action being taken by engineers and dock workers in Sydney. Initially, the dispute was over the payment of dirt money to those working on Orangi. During the war, the men received dirt money for working in dirty places and the company had refused to pay the extra amount in peacetime. The repair crews quit the ship at the end of June. By October, a dockyard-wide dispute over other working conditions would halt all repair work until the start of March 1947. The Orangi was moved to Sutherland Dock, Cockatoo Island, on June 30, 1947 for hull work, and returned to No. 5 Wharf on July 12. It would be another year before she was ready. She put to sea for engine trials on Sunday, August 1, 1948. The refitting job cost approximately £1 million and was paid for by the British government. The MV Orangi left Sydney for Auckland on the afternoon of August 19, 1948, carrying 486 passengers on her first post-war run to Vancouver. Due to more industrial action, she left harbour without the aid of tugs. She was to resume a two-monthly round-trip service. The return leg from Vancouver sailed on September 19. At the end of her commercial service, the Orangi returned to the Clyde, the river on which she was built, to be broken up for scrap. She departed Sydney on June 18, 1953, arriving at the yard of Arnott Young & Co., Damur, on July 25, 1953. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.